Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC on KIF.
Whoa.
I apologize.
Chill. I got you here. Let me pull it up. Listen to D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, KIFM West Sacramento, and Odyssey Station. You can listen on 98.5 KRXQ HD2 in your smart car. You could also listen on your smart speaker by saying, Alexa, play ESPN 1320. You can listen on the Odyssey app.
What's a smart car?
Let my guy cook.
I didn't want to label it to just Tesla, so I was like, your electric car. Electric vehicle, your smart car.
I don't know. You could, but it's not. It's on HD radios too.
HD radio.
But yeah, your electric vehicles don't have AM signals, so you gotta use
D'Lo and KC is brought to you by Sky River Casino. Yeah,
where we will be this Friday.
That's right.
Live at Sky River Casino this Friday, 32 Brew Street, no matter what happens tonight.
Hopefully we're getting ready for a game, man. That's what I
Oh, man, that'd be so fire. That'd be so fire. Because I'm already thinking about the humidor.
Oh, man.
Hanging out for a little bit, get some food. Allegedly, some people are going to pull up on us on Friday.
Come on now.
Yeah, we need to have ourselves a little day.
I feel like this game comes down to the role players tonight. Like, I'm stuck on, like, guys like Keon Ellis, Davion Mitchell. I know Fox will step up, but I'm just stuck on the role players. I think it comes down to them tonight.
I loved Kawhi Leonard will get the 12th spot. Mm-hmm. That's from our man, Jeff Silgett, USA Today. Kawhi Leonard will get the 12th spot of the USA men's Olympic team. Damn, we did pretty damn good with that one.
Yeah, man.
Missed one.
Yeah.
Missed one. My undying love for Mikal Bridges was my downfall. I like that sentiment, Jesse. I hadn't thought about this. He put it in a kind of a different phrasing. I like the Wiggins versus HB, like who wins that matchup could go a long way. Because I think Wiggins is their Harrison.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the Warriors fans, I think they talk about Andrew Wiggins the way some Kings fans talk about Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
And, you know, who wins that matchup and by how much could go a long way.
And the crazy thing about that is it feels like, Andrew Wiggins has played well against the Kings. Like, he's struggled just in general. Yeah. Like, never really, you know, has a footing or a hold on what's going on until he plays the Kings, and then he gets, like, 18 points.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I was just looking. So the 39, the 134, 133, he has 17. Mm. But HB at 39.
HB was cooking.
Yeah, he was cooking.
What if HB had 39 tonight? And a win.
That's the thing. If it's 39 and it sends him home. Yeah, if it's 39 and it sends him home, that's a big – shoot, yo, like if we're being realistic, if Brody has like 20 and sends them home, that's a big deal for Harrison Barnes.
Absolutely. I do think –
big deal for us too. That's a big deal for
I do think the whole Warriors thing messes with Harrison. You know, you talk about exercising demons and stuff like that. Like, I think it just messes with him. Like, even when he played well in the series last year, there was like, you know, the yelling after the dunks, and all, not that he's never yelled or at all, but
he doesn't do it very often.
No, and I think it really messes with him. You know, I think that shot, missing that shot at the end of that game last year, messed with him. Didn't he mention something when they said, they talked to him after that game about missing that shot or something like that? And he said something to the effect, I think we both like noticed it, of like, if I can get through the 2016 finals, I can get through this or something like that. It just, the Warriors mess with this dude, man. And I hope he's able to overcome it tonight.
Well, it doesn't help like when he makes remarks like that. And then in the other locker room, old boy saying, yeah, we've seen this movie before. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Like, they can't decide whether Draymond Green's suspension is the reason that they lost, or if Harrison Barnes, if everything's Harrison Barnes' fault. Like, they can't decide.
Is it Uchi Wally Wally, or is it one Mike? Is questions it black girl lost, or shorty owe you fives?
Questions never been answered.
No.
Life's eternal questions. Which one is it? You never know. You never know. Maybe our man Guru can answer.
That was a hard little diss track, too. That kind of got slept on. It was just Blueprint. A little late. Yeah, that one on the Blueprint, too. Jay was spitting. Jay was spitting. Yeah,
I almost threw that into a 420 record, but I didn't know. I didn't know if, like, that the radio version is out there.
Yeah, I don't think. It's more of a
That's an album cut. Yeah, it's an album cut. So we let that one live. Guru's going to join us from 95.7 The Game here in just a heartbeat. It's 3 o'clock, man. Come on now. Hey, y'all got to remind me.
What's up?
We got gift cards to give out.
Oh.
We got gift cards to give out at 3 o'clock every day.
Come on.
Every day at 3 o'clock, we give you a keyword. Matt K, you won a gift card yesterday.
Shout out, Matt K.
Matt K won a gift card yesterday. And the keyword that you take over to ESPN1320.com right now is sneakers.
Okay.
Not how many sneakers Kenny has, because that
it's
number
not
probably.
As many as you.
That's cap. That's cap.
Let's just be real about that. Let's get that out on Front Street right now. Look, not as many as you.
How many houses are your sneakers spread across?
What is that? That only have to do nothing with the final count.
It's a simple question.
How many, Kenny? Because boy, oh boy, he's got you there. Question. How many?
It's two houses.
Great.
I only
Mine
have
fit
one.
In a closet.
Because you have a bigger closet.
That's cap.
It's not cap.
It's cap for now.
Closet's not that big.
It's cap for now. The keyword is sneakers. Go to ESPN1320.com and enter the keyword sneakers, and you'll have a chance to win $500, a $500 gift card, just like our man Matt K did.
Big up.
Doing this all week, man. Stay tapped in.
Real quick, because we're going to really bring this thing home with Kings Warriors when Goo comes on and everything else like that. But real quick, what you think about the WNBA expansion thing?
Toronto has seemed to have gotten loud again. The Nashville noise is still out there, and we're at 12, right? I think we're
12.
And she said 16. Wow. So we know
she
the Warriors. I'm sorry. We know Golden State's coming, or whatever they're going to be called. We know that they're coming. What did she say today?
Didn't keep it, but she named some cities.
Okay.
I think Toronto was on there.
Toronto. Nashville. Toronto was really loud.
Yeah.
Then something went wrong.
Nashville's on there. Denver was on there. I think that would be a failure. Don't go to Denver.
And Portland has kind of fallen apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there might not be enough room just yet for,
it
for
feels,
Sacramento.
Yeah, the Sacramento one feels tough to me. There's no, and we did this when they announced Golden State. There's no two teams in that close of proximity. Like, there's no New York and Brooklyn. I mean, the closest is probably New York and Connecticut. Like the Brooklyn and Uncasville. Like, that might be the closest.
Here we go. I'm sorry. Philadelphia, Toronto, Denver, Nashville, and South Florida.
So Philadelphia, I had heard before. South Florida is a little bit surprising.
I could see them wanting to go into Florida, though.
Toronto, for sure. Toronto, I thought was really close to a done deal. Then Portland, and I don't know what happened there. So it seems like whatever they got going, they've got going back in Toronto again. But remember, of those, she said 12 to 16, we already have one. Mm-hmm. We have one, and we have a start date for one.
Now you're just looking at three other.
Now we're looking at three others.
I could see Toronto almost as a shoe-in. So now you got two. And you would think, see, those other places except for Denver are East Coast places. I would think you would want to do one more East Coast, one more West Coast, but maybe you just do two more. I think Denver would be a terrible idea.
I don't like the idea of Denver at all. But of course, I'd do anything for it to be Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Watching the draft last night even made me think, like, I'm going to support that Golden State team.
I'm an Aces fan.
That's fine. But I'm going to support that Golden State team.
I'm treating it like a real league, because it is a real league. I'm with the Aces. You wouldn't go support the Warriors, would you?
I don't know what you mean.
There ain't no supporting it. No. You working with the Kings. So, yeah, it's all right. Golden State's whatever. Same thing. I'm rocking with my Aces. Golden State, whatever, man. Y'all stay in the league. Not. I don't want you to go nowhere. But we're going to smack y'all up.
They're not my Aces, though. I like the Aces. I like Chelsea and Kelsey and that whole crew. But
until Sacramento get a team, that's definitely my team.
That's fine. Aces. That's fine. We'll talk to our man Guru when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go ahead. You say we got to take this there?
Well, I was just saying, because I don't know, we were talking basketball movies, yeah. And Kenny was telling me about Six Man,
and I said Six Man was kind of like Mike-ish. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
I feel like I remember Six Man.
So Kadeem Hardison and Marlon Wayans. Kadeem Hardison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marlon. I remember Marlon.
He was the older brother who died and came back as a ghost and helped Marlon be like this phenomenal basketball player.
That's right.
Is that like a movie thing back in whatever? Because remember the dude who came back? Then we watched the trailer of the guy who died and haunted the journalist or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill Cosby was a ghost. Ghost Dad. What you know about Ghost Dad?
Oh, I've seen Ghost Dad.
Yeah, Ghost was.
I've seen Ghost Dad.
Ghost was a real thing. Did you guys see? Well,
I also saw Leonard Part 6. What you know about Leonard Part 6?
What's that?
It's a Bill Cosby movie.
I don't know Leonard Part
6. Yeah, Leonard Part 6. That stuff was terrible. Awful.
Did you know? Jesse wouldn't know nothing about this, but did you see they're coming out with a new version of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
And it's a black version of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead? Okay, so no, I did not know that.
Christina Applegate in that movie, that was my girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Christina Applegate was. Roll Tide, as Conrad Thompson would say.
Roll Tide.
Have you watched any of the Good Times?
I haven't. I haven't. Did you check it out?
No. I need to calm down because we still got 3 hours of show left, so I need my voice to chill and I need to not yell. How are we allowing? Like, how is this? Like, okay, all right, we tie this into the game tonight. How did Steph Curry put his name on
it? I don't
like because so immediately. So for those who are unaware of this, there is an animated Good Times on Netflix. Good Times with the idea of thinking back, you know, to the. You know, JJ and the whole I forgot the family's last name. Evans?
Yeah, Evans. Ford Evans.
Thank you. Yeah, the Evans family. It's animated. It's up to date. It tackles tough issues. It does all of that. It's put together by Seth MacFarlane. So the people behind it are white. The depiction of the characters is now offensive. And it's like, how did this happen? Because I keep thinking there's something in this story I don't know. There's something I'm just missing. But I haven't been able to find it. And the fact that Steph Curry put his name on that is not a good look. And whether you understand this or you don't, white creators cannot create content that depicts black people like that, animated or otherwise. There's a baby in the show that's a drug dealer.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yo,
what are we doing?
What the F is this?
What are we doing? I think it was Thelma. The lady who played Thelma.
It was on Good Thelma. Times,
who gave her blessing or something, but then said, I didn't know they were going to do this.
Well, her thing was, because she just spoke about it, because I guess this just came out like a week or so ago. Her thing was, if they told me they modernized it. They told me that it was like a more forward thinking version of what we did back then. She was like, no, like that's not what this is. This is every stereotype you've ever seen thrown into a cartoon created by Seth MacFarlane.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't want to put too much of this. It's not the Steph Curry. Like, how did Netflix greenlight this?
How did anybody greenlight that? And look, to be honest with you, I know comedy is comedy and all this other stuff and, you know, Family Guy and all that. Man, I'm looking at Seth MacFarlane crazy right now.
No, but that's the thing. Comedy's not comedy. It never has been and it never will be. I can't think of one. Jeff Foxworthy can't tell the jokes that Paul Mooney told.
Facts.
Like comedy, so much of comedy has always been partly because of the way clubs were back in the day. There's been comedy for white people, comedy for black people, comedy for Latinos. Like that's not unusual in that game. What you don't hear is white people telling jokes about the way black people grew up. That's not something you do.
Right.
That's what it feels like this Seth MacFarlane thing is. And like I said, I keep hoping I'm missing something. Like there's just a part of the story I just missed. I haven't seen. Like, because when I saw that, I was like, yo, what is this?
Crazy. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Yeah, I could not believe.
And
then
they
try to balance it with like, oh, there's these hard hitting topics of like, you know, poverty and gun violence and all this stuff. I was like, bro, what's Seth MacFarlane know about gun violence in the black community? I don't know.
Are you, so is it out?
It's out.
Are you going to look at it? I feel like I'm gonna watch it to just see what it is.
I don't think so. The reason I found myself getting agitated by the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer
It's like if I saw the trailer, like this was like it was there, ready, available for me to watch if I wanted to. Mm. I just saw the trailer. I was like, yo, this is offensive. Mm. Yeah. And it's already like if it had been created by Kevin Hart, mm-hmm. right? At that point, it's not offensive. It's like, geez, like, really, bro?
Right.
This is what we had to do? And then seeing that it's Seth MacFarlane, it's like, yo, this is both cheesy and offensive. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Kevin Hart had done it, it would just been cheesy.
Right, right.
I have a print of the print in my living room of that Basquiat painting. Mm-hmm. It's called Hollywood Africans. And if you ever look at the painting, you'll see like one thing Basquiat did as a artist was he used words a lot. Mm-hmm. And the words he wanted you to see the most were the ones he crossed out. Mm-hmm. And that Hollywood Africans painting is a depiction of what Hollywood was like for black people in the 40s. Mm-hmm. That's that goddamn animated series. Mm. It's all of the stuff on that painting. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I was very disappointed because I love Good Times. I love that show. And when I heard they were doing a remake and all this other stuff, I was a little like, oh, okay, don't mess it up. But I didn't think it'd be nothing like this. I just thought it wouldn't work the right way. And then I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
I said, come on, bro. This is worse than I thought.
Yeah. We got Guru. Did we lose him?
He's working on it. We got signals crossed, but he's good to go. Give him like a minute.
Okay. I was just checking. I just did a quick search. Black Twitter isn't done shaming new animated Good Times. Netflix's Good Times is as offensive as the trailer promised it would be.
Oh, man. Well, maybe ain't no need for to see it.
Variety says Netflix's Good Times reboot is dated, humorless, and baffling. NAACP reacts to Good Times trailer.
Yeah, I trust them.
Choices were made and approved.
Yeah, that's all. That shouldn't be on there for too much longer. By no means.
Man. And the still shot. Good God, the still shot. This is why it's important to understand history. The still shot that they used for this article is the baby pulling on the dad's cheeks. So what does it show? Big giant teeth. Dark ass lips, big giant teeth. One giant stereotype. Shameful for everyone involved, including Steph Curry.
Yeah,
Steph Curry got to be better with this. That's his name. Can't put your name on
him. He's got to know that one. He's got to know that. He's got to sit there, see everything that, okay, this is what's going on. This is what's going out. It's under my name, my umbrella. Let me see an episode. Let me see the trailer. And he's got to see that and be like.
Would today be an inappropriate time to ask him about it?
No, ask him. Get him thinking about something else. get him flustered a little bit.
To our friends at the Warriors, we need 10 minutes with Steph before the game.
Hell, Tony Harvey, I know you're listening.
Tone, get him. Get him, Tone. Tone ain't afraid of nobody.
Nah, man. Nah.
Let's bring in our brother Guru.
Guru, what up, man?
What up, boy?
I got to apologize to y'all. Y'all was on my list. I said, look, I'm not Obama, but money is time. Time is money. I said, they couldn't even tell me they canceled me. I forgot I was supposed to log in, so my bad, y'all.
You're good, dog. You're good,
baby. I was
buddy.
Up here hurt like they ain't even had nobody reach out say we couldn't fit you in.
No, we
never canceling Go, man. Come on now.
Never do that.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah?
You feeling confident? You feeling good?
Let me tell you why I'm feeling good. And my voice is bad, D-Lo. We appreciate I did a little speech on the show and lost it all. So I'm fighting for my life.
See? Hey, I can relate, bro. I can relate. We got you. We got you, Goo. We got you.
I'm going to say this. I'm confident because of your guys' situation. Mm-hmm. And I really believe the Malik Monk I know mm-hmm. is your guys' heart and soul. I can't put it all on him, but you guys have balled out but lost leads. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the Warriors can take advantage of that. So tonight, unlike game 7 last year in that building, even though we won, I'm a little ultra confident because y'all missing that piece of mm-hmm. Malik Monk. And I may be selling y'all short.
No, I mean, that's something we talked about, right? Like, if the shoe was on the other foot and the Warriors were – the Kings were pretty much full strength and the Warriors were losing two of their best players, yeah, the Kings should feel good. You know what I mean? Everybody around here, all Kings fans, will look at this game and say, we should be able to handle business. And if you lost that game, you would sit there and say, man, how did you lose that? They didn't even have their two best players, you know, or two of their best players. How did you lose that game? And that's – so it's understandable where Warriors fans and media will look at, you know, this Kings game, this matchup against the Kings, see them shorthanded and say, hey, I know the Warriors haven't had the best season, but they're playing good now and they should be able to handle business. It's completely understandable.
Yeah, D-Lo, I can't wait. And I'll say this. You haven't asked me, but my wild card is young Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. I want to say Harrison Barnes, but he's like Andrew Wiggins. You don't know night to night what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But when Keegan is hitting that three ball, you guys are – I've been in the building. You guys are a different team. Mm. And the Warriors' kryptonite's been guarding the three. Mm. So can Keegan step up tonight and be that dude to maybe hit 5 to 7 threes? I know that sounds like a lot, but he's capable. And you guys are a different team when he's hitting. Mm.
Guru, I have great news about your kryptonite. We can match it. You talk about struggle guarding the three. Boy, there might not have been a worse team in the league guarding the three for a big chunk of this season than Sacramento. And with the guys that you got on your squad, I think that's what makes a lot of us nervous, especially given the fact that one of our deadliest three-point shooters, not meaning in terms of his accuracy, but in terms of his fearlessness mm-hmm. in taking a shot or taking a big shot, is out. Like, yeah, that kryptonite may cancel each other out tonight, Goo.
Let me ask you two basketball connoisseurs this. Where do you put the finger on a team that can't close out and night in, night out guard the three? Is that a want? Is that a will?
Sometimes my first thought is it's a scheme. It's a scheme thing, right? So maybe you're really protecting the paint. And I believe, if I heard this right, I think Will said it, aren't the Warriors one of the best teams in not allowing – points in the paint or something like that, or
yes.
is it reverse?
Yeah.
So you know, and I think they have to do that a lot because their lack of size, right? So everybody's got to kind of pack in and make sure, you know, we're protecting the basket and not letting somebody come in and dominate in the paint. Well, there's a give and take with that. When you're packing the paint, that means it's harder to get out to those three-point shooters and you've got to give up something. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear a team that's as prideful and as professional and has the championship pedigree as the Warriors struggling and defending the three, it's probably something to do with the scheme. That's my thought.
No doubt. Great answer. I don't know where you are, D-Lo, on that.
Yeah, I think it's film don't lie. I think you have enough. I think you have these coaches who watch the film and watch, particularly go back early in the season and the way that they closing out. And the way that they're guarding the perimeter, and you think, well, that's who they are. They might flash a few different things at you as you're playing them, mm-hmm. but you've prepared for one style of play. I think that makes you more comfortable. Mm. I think that makes an opposing team more comfortable when they see something on film. It may not play out exactly like that while they're on the floor, but they know what they've seen, yeah. and that's what they're preparing for. Whether they close out quicker or they close out, as Mike would say, you know, more aggressive. What do they call it? The high five closeout?
Yeah.
Close
yeah.
up with the high five closeout. I was like, okay, yeah, we were preparing for you not to. We're already in this mode of being comfortable shooting the three just because of what we saw from you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great. No, it's great changing, but it might have changed a little bit too late.
No, I feel that. I hear that. And I just sit here. I can't wait. The world's watching. But if I go Tupac and Janet Jackson and do a basketball NBA version of Poetic Justice, it would be tonight. You guys in one game could send the Warriors home of what took them 7 games last year to end your season. So that's scary. But you haven't seen this team with Pods or TJD. Do them two worry you at all?
Yeah, we're going to treat Pods like Chicago.
Yeah, we got you like Chicago.
Brush that weak-ass fade. Keep your ass over there.
Man, hey, Guru the GOAT with the analogies, boy. I tell you to go.
I just had how I'm feeling, man.
Man, I mean, TJD, I'm familiar with this game, but I haven't seen it up close and personal, you know, against this Kings team because he wasn't really getting the tick. So I don't know how he matches up with somebody like a Sabonis or one of the factors. I don't think it's going to like necessarily change the game. But Alex Lynn plays really well against the Warriors. His size is a problem against a Warriors team that struggles with size, you know, around the paint and everything. So, you know, maybe when they go to that bench and it's TJD against Alex Lynn, maybe that's a little bit of an issue for TJD. And you know, that's something that I'm looking at. Pods, I really like Pods as a ball player. But once again, I don't know. He wasn't getting a whole lot of tick the first time he was playing with the Kings, so I'm not sure how he's going to match up. And on the flip side, RIP flip side, same thing with Keon Ellis. You know, you guys didn't see a lot of Keon Ellis and what he was able to bring to the table earlier in the season when these two teams are playing, and he's been one of the catalysts to kind of flipping the entire way this team plays, now being a little bit of a borderline defensive juggernaut out here, and that's something that you guys haven't been able to see.
I always think everybody has a doppelganger. Am I wrong to say Keon Ellis reminds me a little of Bobby Jackson?
Physically?
Yeah.
Yeah, physically they're not like each other at all.
Okay.
Nah, I don't see it.
Nah, that's not there. But
who's your doppelganger, Goo?
On the hoop court is Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones.
Yeah.
I see it now.
Nah.
No, because I hadn't even thought about it. Then you said Eddie Jones. I was like, no, I do see that a little bit.
That was my time, you know?
Oh, man.
I see it now.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about that until you just said that.
Oh, that's too funny, man.
Come on, man.
Let's see. That boy. There go Goo right there. There go Goo right there.
That's wild.
You're killing me, man. I will say this. Y'all didn't ask. The NBA's, the refs are swallowing the whistle.
Yeah.
It's become prison ball. I don't know if I like it or don't like it because it's gone so much one way. I do wonder if that's going to change the outcome or who that will favor because this suit, Olivia Newton-John on line one, it's physical out there, man.
Yeah, I haven't decided who that's going to favor, but it could influence the outcome.
I think it favors the Kings. I think it favors the Kings, yeah. Maybe,
because they can get up in Steph.
Yeah, if you're allowed to be physical with Steph and grab and hold and play physical, I think that benefits the Kings because Steph is the best player on the court, and if you're able to defend him in a certain way.
But there's a part two to that.
What's that?
You know 23 is going to talk the whole time.
No, that's true.
He's going to be in the official's ear the whole time if Steph is getting knocked around out there.
Yeah. That's true. What you think?
Trey's got to be on best behavior because it got ugly there for him before.
That's an understatement.
Nobody wants to talk about. He got to be right, man, upstairs.
What you thinking about Dre since, you know, he came back? I will say this about him. The last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, he's played some good basketball when I watch the Warriors. He's playing well. How do you feel about him going into this playing game and, you know, and potentially a playoff?
It's never been KC about basketball with him. And to be honest, you know, people say, oh, you're heavy-handed when it comes to Draymond. I just call it like I see him and try to put myself in one of his teammates' shoes. Mm. And the stuff he does off the court is a problem. But he's been great on the court. But they're in this game because of him and his non-availability for 25 games. Nothing supersedes that for me for Draymond. But tonight, everybody's watching to see if he falls for the banana in the tailpipe.
That's kind of the other part of this conversation is we've discussed why the Sacramento Kings are in this position. Warrior fans, guys like Goo and Steiny and Butch and Bonte, they could talk about why the Warriors are in this position. This is a team that you and I both thought were a better team than they were last year. And numbers-wise, they are. Like, they're two games better. I think we thought they might be a little closer to six, seven, eight games better. And then you have, you know, Draymond Green being suspended for 25 games, I think. Or it wasn't that long, was it? He was,
I think, 25 total.
But he missed 25, though.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay, he was suspended, I think, for 10 or 11 or something like that. But regardless, missing a ton of games.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they have their own. Hey, we're in this situation because I know you guys have blown a bunch of, you know, 15-point leads as well. We talk about blowing 20-point leads, losing to bad teams. Like, every team that's not in the playoffs, whether they're in the postseason or otherwise, they all have a story as to why they're in the position that they're in.
Yeah.
And we obviously focus on Sacramento. Goon and boys, they've been focusing on the Golden State Warriors, and both teams are looking to take that step to make it right tonight.
Yeah, and it's two steps before a seven-game series. I just want to leave you with this. I don't want to minimize what OKC has done, Minnesota, but there are a lot of youngins out there with teams when it comes to playoff experience, and you and I both would love our teams to get to that seven-game series because I would love to see the chest and the pedigree be on display that I think the Warriors and Kings have, for that matter, with last year's series. But you got to earn it. It starts tonight and then Friday, obviously.
Let me ask you this about the Warriors real quick. What does a loss tonight mean for them moving forward? Like, because with the Kings, I say that because if they lose today or if they lose 3 weeks from now in the playoffs, their offseason is pretty clear. I think they got a good idea of what they need to do. Sign Malik Monk. Make some type of decision how to get better at the four, the three, or something. Like, I don't think a loss tonight or 3 weeks from now changes their offseason to-do list. Would you think the same way, Dame, with the Kings?
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors, mm-hmm. Are there ramifications if they lose tonight as opposed to 3-4 weeks from now?
Man, that's a phenomenal question. And I'll tell you this real quick. Joe Lacob, the owner, he's running a $1 billion business with the Warriors. He's on record, told Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, there will be big changes if we flame out. Now, there's extenuating circumstances, Draymond's suspension and a coach's death, which Steve Kerr helped navigate the team and brought them together that they got over. So if you want to run it back, and Draymond's not gone for 25, and you allow me to say, hey, there's 5 or 6 wins in that 25, we're talking about a 3 or 4 seed. But if you tell me it's just about basketball and you lose tonight with how wounded the Kings are, then to me, KC, we talk about Kuminga's future. And this part I hate. The basketball essence of my body hates this. That Kuminga and Wiggins cannot coexist on the court at the same time, then something's got to change. And if it's Kuminga, you could get something for him if you put something with him. But I hate, and it's true, they can't coexist on the court at the same time. I feel like that's a problem. I don't know where to put the blame at. Maybe it's no blame, but if you lose tonight, I believe something's going to give, and that'll constitute big changes. And then it's up to Clay in regard to his situation. Do you want to be here? How hard did it hurt you for this team to tell you after all you've done, you need to come off the bench, and then I got it back? Like, all that is in play.
Love you, Goo. Go rest that voice up, man. And,
yes, sir. It's going to be fun. Yeah. I got the Lakers, so it's either y'all or us playing the Pelicans Friday.
All right. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Goo.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Thank you, Brody.
Love you, man.
Love you back.
Too, bro.
That's a man guru right there. 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. That's interesting. I didn't hear that remark about sweeping changes if they flame out. Boy, if that ain't reason to root for the Kings, even harder. Here's the thing I'll say about Goose follow up, because that's I get my jokes off. But what I was really thinking about was his follow up talking about Draymond, and it's absolutely okay to ask what if. That's part of the discussion right now when you're fighting in these extra games to get into the postseason. You can't rely on him. You talk about missing 25 games. That's a lot. 25 games is a lot. But just in his behavior, because, look, I was wrong. I didn't think he'd make it till the end of the year. I thought he'd get suspended again. He got pretty goddamn close.
Yeah, he was
man, he got really close.
He was on that line.
He walks that line like no other individual in this league does.
Mm-hmm.
And I either that's a credit to him or it's the scared puppy that the referees are, or it's the restraint of the referees, I guess, depending on what side of the conversation you're on.
Yeah.
But if you have to go into next season going, well, what if this doesn't happen with Draymond Green again? Where does that take us? I think you're in trouble because suspension stuff aside, he's older and it's publicly acknowledged his career is winding down. He, unlike Steph, is not the type of player who can play till he's 40. He's a bigger dude.
Yeah.
He, unlike LeBron, hasn't conditioned himself to play till he's 40. That's not a knock on Draymond Green. Most players have not.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start publicly acknowledging your career is it's coming to a conclusion, yeah, if I'm the brass in charge of this team, I have to think about what this looks like with Draymond Green, meaning he's on the roster, misses 10, 15, 20 games, for a variety of different reasons versus what if he's gone, not on this team anymore? What does that look like? But he's not the type of player. Like if it was Steph, different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different conversation, but it's Draymond. And I just think this is what you're dealing with Draymond moving forward.
And the thing for me is, you know, I just don't think he's that vital of a piece. I mean, you think about this, this nice little recent run that they're on playing good basketball.
Mm.
It all started when he got ejected. Steph, you know, figuring some things out in Orlando, being able to win that game.
Yeah.
And they
won
they
a couple kept, of tough
yeah,
games out
they
there,
kept
right?
Going yep. after that. I just don't like look, they're in the locker room, Clay, Steph, they say something completely different than what I say, Steve Kerr. I'm gonna just take them for their word, not say, oh, they have to say that or nothing like that. But I look at him, and I say, I don't think he's that vital to their success. If anything, a lot of the times when you talk about the money he's making and the demand that he has on like the court and stuff like that, he's taking up space half the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I said it last year, and I feel the same way. I was praying that he re-signed with the Warriors. I was praying as somebody that wants to see the Warriors downfall and wants to see the Kings come up in that Pacific Division and in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Please sign Draymond back. And all these people talking about they can't let him go and he's a heart and soul. Man, please sign him. Sign mm-hmm. him back. They signed him back and what, they get two games better? And he had a crazy season? And this is just year one.
And Steph played 70-plus games, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also, it wasn't that long ago. You talk about the things that they say publicly. It wasn't that long ago that people were speculating whether Steph was shedding tears of frustration on the floor.
Yeah.
I personally don't think he was. But regardless of whether he was shedding tears or not,
mm-hmm.
he was showing a moment of frustration with that individual.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing a moment of frustration after Draymond Green getting kicked out 4 minutes into a really critical game for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I don't think we'd seen publicly. You might hear things privately, but that's not a level of emotion that Steph Curry has exuded publicly regarding that particular player before.
Right.
That wasn't at the beginning of the season. That wasn't before the suspension. That was like a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
That was in the midst of fighting for a playoff spot versus a postseason spot.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are at the 10, taking on the Sacramento Kings at the Golden 1 Center.
That's right.
With a chance to move on and face the loser of the Lakers Pelicans.
And the Kings have an opportunity to send these guys home,
yeah,
advance themselves, and live to play another day.
That's what they get.
And you know, I know, and I understand, you know, we both said it,
mm-hmm.
that I don't think this team can get two. You know what I mean? They needed to get 7 and 8.
I'd be
because
surprised.
I didn't think they could get two wins. That was a week ago when I said that. now that we're here, and now that you look at what's in front of you, and maybe I'm rationalizing it for myself or anything else like that, but it just feels like potentially, if you can get this one, that can energize you. Like before, we were looking at it as two games, right? Yeah. Trying to get two games. Now we're here. I'm looking at it. I'm like, all right, you get this one. Now I just got to get one game.
Well, here's,
you know what I mean?
This, yeah. So I think that's perfectly fair. Look at, you know, go full coach speak here. The Kings are in the playoffs, and it's a one game playoff. And if they win, they play another one game playoff.
Mm-hmm.
These are all playoff games. They're just not playoff series. Like we can change the verbiage. We can do whatever we want with this. The fact of the matter, the outcome remains the same. The next time the Sacramento Kings lose, their season is over before a series. Mm-hmm. If they lose a game before a series start, like the season's over. And at this point, it's just, just win tonight.
Yeah.
There's no Pelicans, Lakers. There's no Oklahoma City waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Golden State Warriors on your home floor.
Mm-hmm.
The exact scenario I didn't want. I would have bet your money on the Kings beating the Suns at Footprint or Phoenix Suns Stadium or whatever. I don't know what it's called anymore, and I feel like I say that every time.
I think it's Phoenix Arena.
I think it is. I think it's Suns Arena or something like that. But regardless, I like that match. Something about the Warriors, something about being at home leaves me a little – it's a little extra pressure.
Well,
but you brought this up earlier. You were here last year. What'd y'all learn from it? Carry that over in tonight. Because it's only Keon that wasn't there. Trey was there. Davion was there. Davion was a big part of what they did last year. Games two, game six, game one, all of that.
Yep.
All right.
I understand everything you're saying, and I'm right there with you. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Yep.
Let's go. All right? Yep. Let's go. We got an opportunity to keep this season going. We got an opportunity to send you home. Let's go.
Yeah, if you're doing the pregame speech, I ain't got it. It's all you.
We don't need no speech.
Oh.
We don't need no speech. I don't need to say two words. I don't need to say it.
Well, I got two words for you.
I don't need to say nothing. They know what time it is. I seen my man Mason Jones the other day. Mason is talking to my boy Mason's talking to him.
Yeah, your boy Shams too?
I don't know if Shams is in the building or not. We'll see. We'll find
out. I don't know. I'm just naming all the guys that you talked to recently.
I didn't talk to Shams. I just gave him a head nod.
Oh, the old head nod. Yeah,
that's it.
Let's go. Okay.
That's it.
Gotcha.
They're going to be ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. You got to holler about it. Aldrin J says Dame got that PTSD with Steph, exactly like Roman has whenever he sees Seth Rollins. The funny thing about Aldrin J is he's not wrong. I was the one who said that preseason shot bugged me.
Yeah.
And that's just you. It's just part of the story, right? Like, it's just part of the story. Preseason, postseason, regular season. Like, there's all these different stories. And, man, Uncle Loon tapping in the last couple of days says, good luck tonight. Hope we ain't talking about the refs. That's one thing I really hope is accurate. I hope we are not coming in here talking about the way this game was officiated.
Mm.
I really hope that that's not the case, man. Y'all have officiated games a certain way since February. Let them ride. Let's see what happens.
Let's go, baby.
Y'all want more Kings-Warriors coverage? We got you.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. You miss Trista, Will Z, Miss Guru. We got you. We're going to run it back. We got the Purple and Black pregame show coming up at 6. We've got 3 more hours of Kings-Warriors coverage ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Y'all know what it is. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings, light the beam!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.